News from Bermondsey. Psalter statues set to be unveiled. Activists to be honoured. Statues of pioneering social activists Alfred and Ada Psalter will be unveiled in Bermondsey on Sunday. The original life-sized bronze sculpture of Alfred, a doctor and MP, was ripped out of the ground by thieves in November 2011 and has not been recovered. His disappearance from Bermondsey Wall East shocked locals, who organised a fundraising campaign to raise £100,000 and replace it. Donations of £50,000 were raised and matched by another £50,000 by Southwark Council. Named Dr. Psalter's Daydream, Diane Gorvin's original arrangement of three statues represented happier times for the public health campaigner, who lost his 8-year-old daughter to scarlet fever in 1910. Though the statue of Dr. Psalter was taken, those of his daughter Joyce and their cat were not. They will now be incorporated into a new installation with a new statue of Dr. Psalter and, for the first time, a statue of his wife Ada. Born in Greenwich in 1873, Dr. Psalter started his medical career at Guy's Hospital in 1889, and upset colleagues by charging just sixpence for consultations with the poor. Together with his wife Ada, he ran a convalescent home in Kent for Bermondsey patients, and successfully campaigned for a solarium to treat tuberculosis sufferers. Dr. Psalter was elected to Parliament as a Labour MP in 1922, and stepped down in 1945. The statue of Ada will be only the 15th statue of any woman in London. She was one of the first women councillors in Britain, the first Labour woman councillor in London, and at a time when mayors had real power, the first woman mayor in London of any party, and the first female Labour mayor in Britain. The unveiling will take place at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the site of the original statues in Bermondsey Wall East, next to the Angel Pub. Members of the Psalter family are travelling from Australia and the US to attend the event and unveil the new statues.